This is KUNC. Back to school took on a whole new meaning this year in the tiny northern Colorado town of Bellevue with the opening of a new school. The class sizes are small, and the instruction is completely hands-on. And as KUNC's Stacy Nick reports, the organizers are hoping to get a foot in the door on a new trend.
Dan Hewling and Annabelle Reeder aren't your typical couple.
And now folks, we require silence, stillness for the audience, please.
For almost two decades, Hewling has been juggling chainsaws as part of the vaudeville troupe, The Handsome Little Devils. And Reeder is a freelance costume designer and part-time stilt walker. They were looking for a way to slow down and stay closer to home, but they didn't want to lose their artistic edge.
We were building this studio, and we didn't know why we were building it. We're both creatives. We both need to make to feel sane.
Then, on a trip back to her hometown in New Zealand, Reeder learned about a shoemaking school. It seemed like a perfect fit.
Who doesn't love shoes? Who doesn't want to make their own shoes? It's so cool.
Because a big thing for us is passing on a skill as opposed to just being another product that's consumed.
So now you can trim this away.
So this summer, the couple opened the Colorado Shoe School, where students like Chris McCullough can learn to make everything from a simple slide to complicated boots, start to finish. Or in this case, heel to toe.
I made an attempt to make my own tap shoes once, but that just consisted of me hammering on some pieces of metal onto some old shoes. So I don't think that counts.
This time, the professional swing dancer from Fort Collins is crafting a pair of canvas slides. He says he's never really been into fashion, but the class has given him a new outlook.
So I don't own any kind of quote-unquote fashionable shoe. Maybe this will be my only pair of fashionable shoes that I ended up making.
For artist Andrew Bone, who is also from Fort Collins, Shoe School is a chance to connect with something he says he and a lot of others take for granted.
We don't know where our food comes from. We don't know how the thermostat works in our house. We don't know all of these little practicalities that are our everyday life. And once everything becomes an abstraction, I feel like it leaves a void. It leaves an emptiness. And so I think people are hungry for reconnecting to their world.
There's also that feeling of pride that he gets when he slips on his custom fit creations from the school's bootmaking class.
And that's how I feel when I put these on. Every time I feel like, I made these boots.
And the concept of shoe schools is gaining traction. Sarah McIntosh began making shoes in 1974. It started as part of her self-sufficient lifestyle, which included growing her own food and building her home. Eventually, she was able to build a business out of it.
I think that shoemaking really provided a unique opportunity for me to do something that was a little bit different.
McIntosh has run the Chicago School of Shoemaking and Leather Arts for the past 7 years. In the beginning, many of her students were looking at shoemaking as a trade, but lately it's become more of a hobby.
It's a bucket list kind of thing. I think there's a romantic notion about making shoes that has, occurred in our culture. The ruby red slippers and Cinderella and all of those kind of magical shoes. And, you know, it followed me through my career as well. Like, you make shoes? That's amazing. It's not something people expect to see.
And the statistics back that up. In the last 5 years, U.S. jobs in the shoe and leather industry have decreased by more than 30%. In Colorado, there were only an estimated 50 jobs reported in 2017.
We got this machine from an old cowboy boot maker.
Oh, really?
He's been making cowboy boots for 38 years. So we named the machine after him.
What's it called?
We call it Big Jim.
Back at the Colorado Shoe School, Dan Hewling says much of their equipment has, unfortunately, been purchased from cobblers either downsizing or going out of business. But for him and his fiancée, Annabelle, it's just about teaching people how to make shoes.
People will also be able to cherish their shoe a little bit more, know how to fix it when it needs to be repaired, and there's a little bit more of a relationship with the shoe. We are going to the extent of, you can write a little secret message in between the layers and no one will know it's there except for you, a little mantra. It has that whole, like a journey of 1,000 steps, you know, it's like.
If it turns out too perfect, no one will know that you made it.
So. I'm Stacy Nick, KUNC, in Bellevue.